rise. Academic procession is coming in. To anthem. I open the formal meeting of the Senate of the Warsaw School of Economics in Warsaw on the occasion of inauguration of the academic year 23-24. Please take your seats. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, very sincerely. I am very happy that so many people honored with their presence, our ceremony. And I would like to ask Agata on my behalf to welcome all the guests. I will do it with great pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of His Magnificency, Professor Piotr Wachojak, I would like to welcome all the distinguished guests who came to today's ceremony. I would like to welcome His Eminence Cardinal Kazimierz Nycz, Archbishop Metropolitan of Warsaw.
Witamy
I would like to welcome Adam Niemczewski, head of the Senate of the Polish, and Sandra Maria Żukowska, Meister Fabiszek, Meister Oszewnek, Mikosz Kormin-Mikke, Jolna Hibner, Senator of RP, Renata Kaznowska, Deputy President of Warsaw, Rastor Jastowski, Mayor of Mokotów District. Welcome to the Diplomatic Corps, His Excellency Anatol Szliok, Rwanda Ambassador, His Excellency Lia Basilio-Kowinski, Ambassador of the Philippines, Luis Gomez Urgona-Karmak, Extraordinary Ambassador of the Bolivarian Republic of Brazil, Ambassador Garibi of the Ambassador Iran, and Her Excellency Hachamangbu Kamanda of the Congo Embassy, Palestinian Embassy, Saleh Shiradi from the Morocco Embassy, Kala Ferni from the Indonesia, Mr. Vitalia Pili from the Ukrainian Embassy, Ahmada Al-Mansouri from the Embassy of the United Arab Emirates, and Mr. Abdul Al-Mahari from the Embassy of Qatar. I would like to welcome the rectors, Professor Michal Zasoda, who is the Warsaw University of Life Science Vice Chairman of the Conference of Directors of Academic Schools in Poland. Professor Maciej Żukowski, Rector of the Poznan University of Economics, President of the Conference of the Rectors of Universities Economics. Klaudiusz Baran, Rector of the Frédéric Chopin University of Music, Deputy Chairman of the Conference of the Rectors of the Warsaw Universities. Celina Olsza, Director of the Economic University in Katowice. Professor Barbara Marcinkiewicz, Rector of the Maria Grzegorzewska Academy of Special Education. Professor Andrzej Kaleta, University of Economic in Wrocław. Professor Zbigniew Gociąg, Rector of the Warsaw Medical University. Professor Alojzy Nowak, Rector of the University of Warsaw. Professor Czekajski, Rector of the Kardynał Wyszyński University. Professor Molika, Rector of the Józef Piłsudski Academy of Physical Education. Professor Arkadiusz Pankowski, Rector of the Christian Academy of Theology in Warsaw, Grzegorz Mazurek, Rektor of the Legion Kuźmiński Academy, Professor of Cieślak University of Social Psychology, Professor Rogrenicki, Rektor of the Łazarski University. Welcome to all the guests. We have with us Professor Maria Elżbieta Różnicka, Vice Rector of the Polish-Japanese Academy of International Technology, Violeta Reguliuska, Vice Rector of Science at the Fire Academy, Maczewska from Collegium Civitas, Professor Mariusz Malinowski, Professor of the Warsaw Polytechnic, Professor Marcin Bartnikowski, Zelworowicz Theater Academy in Warsaw, Professor Protjanishkiewicz Academy of Fine Arts in Warsaw, Pułkownik Engineer Majszak, Vice Rector of the Academy of Military Arts, Pułkownik Jacek Świderski, Vice Rector of the Jarosław Dąbrowski Military University of Technology, Professor Borowski, Prorector of the Finance and Business Vistula, Professor Łukasz Szerpacz, Prorector of the Medical University Marii Curie, Professor Dybryski-Curie, Dean for International Affairs from University of Bocconi. I am very happy to welcome the authors from Conoris Kasi, Hans Juholzow, and Krzysztof Pietraszkiewicz, former president of the Association of the Polish Banks. We welcome former rectors of the Warsaw University, Eliasz from the Polish Foundation, Professor Jerzy Wozińskiego, President of the Polish Rector Foundation, Founder Rector of the Warsaw University of Technology, Professor Adam Budnikowski, Professor Marek Rokicki, former rectors of our university. Welcome, Professor Marcina Pałysa, who is the President of the General Council for the Science and Higher Education, Jacek Orr from National R&D, the Chairman of the Jacek Bartkiewicz. I also welcome Rev Mateusz Grewskiego, Director Akseliuk from the Cathedral Metropolitan Cathedral of St. Magdalena, Professor Gertruda Usińska from the President of the Social Insurance Institution, Mrs. Edyta Dębek-Siwek, President of the Patent Issues, Mr. Wojciechowski, National Fund for Environmental Protection and Water Management, Deputy Chair of the Supervision Board. And I would like to welcome Professor Klimek, who is going to deliver the opening speech. You have with us Brigadier General Krzysztof Zielnik, head of the Material Planning Board of the Polish MARTI, Chief Inspector Mariusz Kaszowicz, Direct Polish Commander Warsaw 2. We welcome members of the Management Board of the Warsaw Stock Exchange, member of the University Council, Michał Rembak-Luxmed, Magdalena Roszkowicz, Risk Director in City, Monika Piątkowska from Santander's Unicentades. I also welcome the representatives of the institutions companies cooperating with SGHS. We have Radosław Jasiński, Program Director, Polish American Freedom Foundation, Simbiczki, founder of the Perspective Education Foundation and the president of IREC Observatory and an ranking and excellence. Krzysztof Przybył, president of the Management Board, Polish from Promotional Foundation. Professor Lubicz, the director of the Modern Dietrich Institute for Problems of Contemporary Civilization. President Wisław Ruzłucki, the directors. Janusz Fogiel, chairman of the Council ZAIKS Authors Association. CPA, SIMA, Director Wojciech Stasiaczek and Michał Roczkowski from Airboot SA. Magdalena Hachnowicz from the National Agency for Academic Exchange. Maria Andrzejewska, Director General of the UNIC, Great Vice President of the Board of Directors of the National Environmental Fund. And I would like to have Katarzyna Stopiec, President of the Human Rights Foundation, President of the SGH University of the Third Reich, Krystyna Jelatkowicz, and Leszka Hajskiego, President of the Corporation for the Foreign Trade. I also welcome Director of the Non-Public Secondary School 88 SGH, Director Barbara Czcińska, and all the graduates of our university. We have Barbara Ligińska-Oliver and Katarzyna Stankowska. In connection with today's ceremony, congratulatory letters, readings, and good wishes have been received, for which we would like to thank you very much. They have all been presented on the website. I think that is all from me. I would like to hand the floor over to the director. Thank you very much, and once again. Once again, I would like to welcome you very, very sincerely, and we are very, very happy that you came to be with us today. Ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, there are some sad things this year following have passed away from our academic community. Professor Stanisław Bąk, Professor Andrzej Całusów, Professor Bogdan Żylański, Professor Ronald Jones, Professor Krystyna Michałowska-Gorywota, Professor Ireneusz Nikowski, Professor Sergiusz Nikołajczuk, Professor Maria Popkorska, Professor Ignacy Song, Dr. PhD Jan Sędzi-Siedwierski, PhD Grażyna Szladek, Barbara Główka, Wanda Rawska, Irena Skrzypczak, Kajetan Święcicki, Leon Szczupro, Pani Urszul, Mrs. Urszula Wiśniewska. I ask you to rise and observe a minute silence in their memory. Thank you very much. Now it is my time, so opening lecture.
Szanowni Państwo,
ladies and gentlemen, your eminences, minister, president, all gathered in here, dear family of SGH. At the beginning of my lecture, I'd like to point out to one of the most important values that currently seems to be not cherished by many people. This value is respect for other people. And here I appeal to you, let's treat one another with kindness and courtesy. Let's respect the dignity of other people, respecting the rights of everyone. We can and we should differ in our views and our values, but we should never, ever forget that the basis of a healthy society is the respect for the other person, including our adversaries. So we should respect one another, not offending and not hurting the others. Let's smile more to one another. If we meet those conditions, we will be able to have an effective dialogue in which, as I would like to underline, we should use just the factual arguments. Ladies and gentlemen, the growth of higher education and science is crucial for creating a development stimuli in a given economy. The report entitled Science and Higher Education versus Economic Growth, prepared by 5 public economic universities in Poland. Oh, and I would like to thank for that Madam Rector, because she coordinated, and also all directors who took part in it. And the report reveals that there is a positive and significant relation between the spending on research and development and the GDP growth. Each one złoty invested in R&D results in GDP growth by 8 to 13 zloty, and the efficacy of the public spending on R&D is far more effective than the cumulative public spending. In Poland, there is a gap in financing R&D comparing to leading EU states, but also the Central and Eastern Europe countries. The level of financing of education in Poland is 30 to 50% of the level of financing in the leading EU countries, and 60 to 70% of the level in the European Central and Eastern Europe. The EU standard of spending on education is 3% of GDP. In Poland, we only spend 1.1% of GDP. Hence, it is necessary to increase in a substantial way the spending on education, which will boost the economy. According to the CRUE report, the economic growth should be based, first of all, on technological progress and the results of scientific activity. Ladies and gentlemen, studies in our university are perceived as prestigious, and the university ranking called Perspective 2023, we are in the first position among the best economic universities in Poland, and it is a spectacular improvement of our position in the ranking that includes the internationalization of the academia. Last year, we were in the 15th position, and this year, we are in the 5th position and on the list. We are also glad that we have maintained the first position among all Polish university in the ranking called Graduate or Job Market, which means that we shape our leaders, and those leaders find it very easy to find jobs. And five of our graduates are on the 30 by 30 of Forbes magazine, and we are very proud of it. We are also present as one out of 37 Polish universities and the only Polish economic university in the prestigious ranking called Times Higher Education that ranks over 1,900 universities in the world regarding the education quality of scientific research, transfer of knowledge and international position. I would like to thank the entire community for an immense commitment to implement the strategy of the SGH growth. Thanks to the cooperation and professionalism, we were able to achieve a number of successes in the past academic year, but which I talked during the conversations with the employees working in particular units. So once again, I would like to extend my warmest gratitude. There are many challenges ahead of us, but because we are a great family of SGH, we can face them. Some of those challenges are implementing the scientific policy of the university, implementing the mentoring program, new careers, dual studies with business partners, and joint MA studies with the Medical University of Warsaw, for which I am very thankful to the rector of the university. Obtaining new international accreditation, developing international cooperation, boosting satisfaction from employees' performance, and the satisfaction of students and PH students, implementing the Open University of SGH, the growth of Intercollegiate Scientific Center for Artificial Science and Digital Platforms, completing of building S and upgrading the building A and the Park Club. I am glad that our cooperation with international partners is growing very well. We have had the success and we joined the Alliance of Leading Universities in Europe. This is the European University of Social Sciences, Civica. And in this alliance, we are responsible for the identity and integration of the 70,000 strong students of 10 leading European universities. The possibility of international cooperation is related to this great civilization progress, which for Poland is our membership in the European Union. In the second semester, in our alma mater, we will be celebrating in a very solemn way the 20th anniversary of our membership in the EU. I wish to myself and to you that this project, which is the most important and the most recent in our history, could grow dynamically, and relations with other members of the EU were shaped on trust and excellent cooperation. Let me repeat what I have said at the beginning. We can and we should differ, but we always have to respect one another. As a representative of economic university, I cannot not mention the need to strive, and we all should strive to obtain the funds from the National Recovery Plan that can be ascribed, among others, to boost the economy, improve our competitiveness, digital transformation, clean energy, mobility, and I hope financing the science and the research and development. Year 2023 in our university is the year of Professor Edward Lipiński, who ran the university and taught here between 1923 and 1960. Edward Lipiński, who saved the honor of the university during the growing anti-Semitism Nazism in the 1930s when he protected the Jewish students and who ran SDH through the dark times of the German occupation, who built the clandestine, the structures for clandestine classes, and in the second half of the 1970s became the founder, one of the founders of Workers' Defense Committee. Today, in the morning, I placed the wreath of flowers and the professors at the cemetery. And then, together with the Institute for National Remembrance representative, we uncovered a plaque that commemorates the committee. One of the youngest members of CORE, Andrzej Celiński, remembered the response of Edward Lipinski to the attempt of classifying economic system. He said, Professor Smilan said, remember, Andrew, there is no economy without entrepreneurship. Everything that does not serve entrepreneurship makes no economic sense. This is the approach of Professor Lipinski, but also the whole group of distinguished teachers of our university, and they should be the motto of this academic year. In the SGH, we believe in the true meaning. That's why we have the vice, the Olympic Games winner, Czesław Lang, was a great cyclist. And he said, when you are a professional cyclist, and if you have been to the Tour de France many times, and the peace rallies, and if you had difficult situations, and then you picked yourself up, this is the best school of life. It's much easier than to have your own business, to have a goal, not necessarily inside the sport, although the moment when you have to finish your sports career and you have to find something new for yourself is not an easy thing. And that's what Czesław Lang said in an interview published in the latest issue of the Gazeta SGH. The goals that we set are key for individual biographies and in the lives of the nations. And if it weren't for the most important goal, such as the independence, then Ukraine, bothered by Russia for over a year and a half and suffering the devastating results of Russian aggression, would probably not withstand this great war pressure. And yet, it manages and it has got successes. So, acknowledging the heroism of the Ukrainian nation, the Senate of SGH awarded the degree of honoris causa to the President of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky.
Dear first-year students,
you are very, very important here at this celebration. I would like to welcome you at this university. You are starting the most beautiful part of your life, full of challenges, the possibilities of getting thorough knowledge and new experience, but also full of adventure and friendships that frequently last for your whole life. You have chosen one of the best Polish universities regarding economy and business. This is where the best leaders in economy, social and political life of our country are shaped. And this is a big obligation. We are not here by accident. We admitted you because you have shown that you've got a lot of knowledge and that you can think of your own. I wish you fruitful studies, meeting your goals, fulfilling your dreams, and having great relations with the teachers and friends. You become a part of SGH family, and this is a great reason to be happy for all of us. The time of your studies, the time when you're young, is really the best part of your life, although usually we learn about it when it has and it which talks the laureate of the Nobel's Prize, Wisława Szymborska, who this year would celebrate her 100th birthday, and whose poems we will hear today at the end of our celebration. So we will hear this ode to the old age. I wish you to have as few reasons to complain as possible. I wish you many successes and happiness in the new academic year. I would also say that I direct those wishes to all the community of our university. Ladies and gentlemen, in a few days we will be having the parliamentary elections in our country. I encourage you to take part in it. And this is the appeal directed to the academia by the main council of higher learning. And this appeal was supported by the presidium of the Conference of Rectors of Polish Academia. The participation in those elections is our civic obligation. We preserve neutrality regarding the political views, but our university for 170 years has been shaping active and responsible citizens, citizens who understand that the quality of the law that is voted by the parliament and the decisions of the government are the things that have impact on the economy of our country. I wish you a great academic year. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your presentation, lecture. Ladies and gentlemen, distinguished guests, now I would like to ask Professor Prosobiecki to read the letter, which is directed. This is the letter from Minister Czarnek, the Minister of Education and Higher Education. Your Excellencies, your Rectors, His Magnificences, Senates, Professors, employees of the university, students, PhDs, Gaudiamus Igitur. At the beginning of the new academic year 23-24, it is difficult not to refer to the 250th anniversary of the National Commission, the first in Europe. We continue in the ministry, the can science, and we want the academic to develop in smaller cities so that all the young people have equal chances for development. We are not, we want to accept the questions of the modern world. We want to adjust the offer to the demanding labor market. We make it possible at 200 new faculties, including, for instance, AI, nanoengineering, and nuclear or hydrogen power faculty. I am very grateful that so many non-medical universities decided to start new medical faculties this year. Ladies and gentlemen, over the last years, we increased the spendings by 8 billion zlotys for education. At the same time, one of the priorities it is to get the pay rises for teachers and academics. And I am very happy to inform you that in 2004, subvention for universities is going to be increased by additional funds destined for 12.3% increase of remuneration. Your magnificences, Professor Senates, employees of the university, students, PhDs, in the new academic year, we would like to wish you experience, inspiration for work, satisfaction, and external vivat Academia, vivat professors, signed by Przemysław Czarnek. I suggest I suggest that we will read the letters first, but then we will present the remuneration. So let's go to the next part of our education. Mr. Niemczewski, who is going to read the letter from Tomasz Grodzki, chairman of the Senate. Magnificent Rector, distinguished Senate members, dear academics, in the day of inauguration, I would like to give you my sincere respect to all the people who are responsible for working in the academy. I am sorry that I haven't been able to be here because of my duties, but I would like to ensure that I am full of respect for your work. CMGH has always been involved to work for the country and develop, and it is proved by the significant role of the people who are here and the academics. We many times in our legislative work we've take advantage of the knowledge and experience of the economists connected with this university and people from CAGH were often guests in the Senate. Your suggestions were many times support in the Senate. Thank you very much for this once again. In this day, I would like to give you best wishes. Thank you very much to the students, especially for the ones who are in the first year. I would like to wish you passion, getting to knowledge and high results and making your dreams come true. To the academics, I would like to wish you the next didactics and good participation in development of the Polish education and economy. To everybody who is present here at the inauguration, I would like to wish you all the best in your professional career and in your professional life. With best regards, Professor Tomasz Grodzki, the Marshal of the Senate of the Republic of Poland. Thank you very much, Mr. Minister. And now I would like to ask the Deputy President of Warsaw, Renata Kaznowska, who is going to read a letter from Mr. Trzaskowski, President of Warsaw. His Magnificence is Rector, dear academicians, distinguished guests, students. On the day of the inauguration of the academic year 23-24, I would like to wish you all to the best to the members in the society from the SGH. The SGH is the leading economic university in Poland and proud on the academic Warsaw map. We would like to congratulate you the first place in perspective ranking in Poland. CGH educates future leaders graduates on the labor market is the first place. Warsaw cooperates with the university for many years. We evaluate this cooperation a lot. Your experts are a good starting point when we create the city policy supporting business in the capital and an innovative approach to development of the city. The agreement concluded in 2019 and mutual products show that this is necessary to exchange knowledge and experience. I am very happy that we can together influence development of the self-government and the university. Warsaw is an open and modern city, ready for challenges and future development among others, thanks to your involvement. And I would like to wholeheartedly thank you for that. At the moment, in an era of dynamic changes, social and technological ones, it's very important for the universities to make their roles as a center for generating knowledge and showing the skills necessary in changing worlds. Most of all, we have in front of us new challenges, but also new possibilities. Development of technology, AI, technical revolution puts challenges concerning methods of education, running the scientific research, and the role of university in the society. I am convinced that the CHG society will be in the leading researchers who can know how to use the chances given by the technological progress. I would like to wish to all the students good academic year. Get your knowledge and experience. Remember that you learn from the best ones. Let this year bring you satisfaction from teaching, from research, discovering new possibilities, successes in new academic year with the word of respect, Rafał Trzaskowski, President of the City of Warsaw. And let me add to these wishes, Mr. Rector, I would like to thank you for great cooperation for many years. Dear students, remember, I don't want to tell you to get away from the to miss the lectures, but remember, Warsaw is an open city, city with a lot of perspective and possibilities. Please take advantage of this. Find time for yourselves and get in love with in our city, because this is where you learn, you get your experience, and maybe Warsaw will be in the future the place of your life, love, and work. Thank you very much. Thank you very much to President, and as we have discussed, we would like to now present the commemorial presentation of the State Awards. I would like to inform that the Andrzej Duda, President of the Republic of Poland, awarded the orders. I would like to ask the Rector. I would like to inform you that in line with the President of Poland, 24th of July, for diligent experience and performing duties, we award the Golden Medal for many service. Małgorzata Jastrzębska. This is the first time that I do it, so please bear with me.
Złotym medalem za długoletnią służbę odznaczona została pani Anna Karmańska. Pani Agnieszka Łukasiewicz.
Agnieszka Łukasiewicz.
Pani Magdalena Makowska.
Mrs. Magdalena Makowska.
Pani Małgorzata Michalak.
Mrs. Małgorzata Michalak.
Pani Monika Pędkowska.
Mrs. Monika Pędkowska.
Pani Anna Przedmojska-Glińska.
Mrs. Anna Przedmojska-Glińska.
Srebrnym medalem Silver za długoletnią służbę odznaczeni zostali pan Tomasz Ciechowicz.
Mr. Tomasz Ciechowicz.
Pani Irmina Cisek-Cicirko.
Mrs. Irmina Cisek-Cicirko.
Pani Katarzyna Klimczak.
Mrs. Katarzyna Klimczak.
Pani Katarzyna Kłopotowska.
Mrs. Katarzyna Kłopotowska.
Pani Anna Kotlińska.
Mrs. Anna Kotlińska.
Pani Agata Ksokowska-Podstawek.
Mrs. Agata Ksokowska-Podstawek.
Pani Małgorzata Litwińczuk.
Mrs. Małgorzata Litwińczuk.
Pani Edyta Łazarowicz.
Mrs. Edyta Łazarowicz.
Pani Marta Łukowska.
Mrs. Marta Łukowska.
Pani Olga Mikołajczyk.
Mrs. Olga Mikołajczyk.
Pani Monika Poćwiartowska.
Mrs. Monika Poćwiartowska.
Pani Monika Rosińska.
Mrs. Monika Rosińska.
Pani Karolina Rydz.
Mrs. Karolina Rydz.
Pani Irena Senator.
Mrs. Irena Senator.
Pani Sylwia Sapatowska.
Mrs. Sylwia Sapatowska.
Pani Katarzyna Smolińska.
Mrs. Katarzyna Smolińska.
Pani Monika Wielogórska.
Mrs. Monika Wielogórska.
Pani Agnieszka Zawada.
Mrs. Agnieszka Zawada.
Brązowym medalem za długoletnią służbę odznaczeni zostali pani Agata Balcerak.
Mrs. Agata Balcerak.
Pani Monika Gałecka.
Mrs. Monika Gałecka.
Pan Krzysztof Kalamus.
Mr. Krzysztof Kalamus.
Pani Diana Krysińska.
Mrs. Diana Krysińska.
To wcale nie jest takie proste, jak się okazuje.
It's not so simple as it looks.
Pani Paulina Mierzejewska.
Mrs. Paulina Mierzejewska.
Pani Karolina Pawlaczyk.
Mrs. Karolina Pawlaczyk.
Pan Tomasz Pszczoła.
Mr. Tomasz Pszczoła.
Pan Łukasz Tulik.
Mr. Łukasz Tulik.
Serdecznie gratulujemy wszystkim oznaczonym. Bardzo dziękuję, panie rektorze.
To było wyzwanie, ale świetnie pan sprawował.
Drodzy Państwo, szanowni goście, kolejnym punktem dzisiejszej uroczystości jest wręczenie medali Komisji Edukacji Narodowej zasłużonym pracownikom uczelni. Zapraszam teraz panią profesor Agnieszkę Chłoń-Dominczak, prorektorkę do spraw nauki commission. I would like to decyzji ministra edukacji i
Profesor Chłoń-Dominczak to read out the information from the Minister of Education.
I have the honor to inform that by the Minister of Education, the Minister of the Education, for special
things to the education. Professor, Professor PhD Jan Szewska-Banaś.
The
PhD, Lydia Damik, and PhD, Linia Dzierżak, and Professor Lidia Markowska, Professor Kochniewska, and PhD, Lech Kurtyński, Professor of the CGH. Now we are going to present the medals. I would like to invite the rector, and I would like to invite Grażyna Janiszewska-Banaś, professor of the Warsaw School of All Economic.
Panią doktor habilitowaną Lidię Danik, profesor SGH.
I would like to invite Mrs. Lidia Danik, Daniuk, professor of SGH.
Panią doktor Lidię Dzierżak.
Mrs. PhD Lidia Dzierżak.
Doktor habilitowaną,
profesor habilitated doctor Hanna Godlewska-Majkowska. And habilitated doctor Lech Kotliński, professor of SGH. Thank you very much.
Drodzy Państwo, szanowni goście, przed nami kolejny punkt programu inauguracji roku akademickiego. To wręczenie medali za zasługi dla szkół zlikwidowanej. Proszę teraz pana profesora Romana Sowieckiego, prorektora do spraw rozwoju akademickiego
i uczestności. Ask Professor Roman Sobiecki to head this ceremony. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to inform you that this year this medal goes to Ewa Kłobukowska, Mr. Stefan Krebs, Mrs. Grażyna Rafsztyn, Professor Stefan Ramert, Mr. Professor Daniel Schunk and Mrs. Teresa Sukniewicz Kleiber.
Do wręczenia
and to present these honorable medals, I would like to invite the chairman of the chapter, Professor Marek Rocki, and his magnificence, Professor Wachowiak.
The chapter gave the
to Stefan Krebs. Mr. Stefan Krebs, starting from the 24 years, he is running free of charge subject management of the information in the German companies, which is an important part in the interdisciplinary specification in German management and Deutsche Polnischen Wirtschaft organized by the Polish-German Academic Forum. Mr. Stefan Krebs regularly supplements the forum library with the latest publications and actively participates in the CGH. Thanks to his commitment, he makes it an inspicable contribution to the successful development of the German language program at CGH.
Kolejny medal.
The next medal.
Kolejny medal.
The next medal. The chapter awarded medal for merit service Warsaw School of Economics to Professor Stefan Romert. Professor Stefan Romert has been professionally teaching subject to CGH for almost 20 years.
And he's been doing it every year, free of charge operation accounting German Communist, which is an important part of the interdisciplinary specialization German management. Deutsche Polnische Wirtschafts Aktivitäten is organized by the Polish-German Academies Forum. But his commitment, Professor Romert, is making it an indispensable contribution to the internationalization of the university.
Kapituła przyznała również medal za zasługi dla Szkoły Głównej Handlowej w Warszawie profesorowi Danielowi Szunkowi. Pan profesor Daniel Szunk ponad 10 lat kieruje projektem Polsko-Niemieckie Forum Akademickie ze strony Uniwersytetu Johannes Gutenberg w Mainz. Profesor regularnie składa wnioski o finansowanie do niemieckiej centrali wymiany akademickiej, która nieprzerwanie od 30 lat wspiera finansowo projekt. Ponadto profesor Szunk jest również zamknięty.
Is also involved in obtaining the co-financing from the Foundation Sandor for the Summer School regarding the Polish-German relations and cooperates in research projects.
He has
brought a lot into the growth of the relations between Poland and Germany, including, for example, the student exchange.
Wszyscy. Szanowni Państwo, jest mi niezmiernie miło również poinformować, że kapituła przyznała medal za zasługi dla Szkoły Głównej Handlowej w Warszawie pani Teresie Sutniewicz-Kleiber. Dodam, że dziś będzie przedstawicielką trzech wybitnych sportsmenek naszych absolwentów. Pani Teresa Sutniewicz należy do grona wybitnych absolwentów Szkoły Głównej Handlowej w Warszawie, gdzie studiowała w latach 1967-1971, początkowo na Wydziale Ekonomiki Produkcji, a następnie na Wydziale Ekonomiki Społecznej, uzyskując w tymże wydziale tytuł zawodowy magister. Przez wybitne osiągnięcia sportowe pani Teresa Sutniewicz promowała pozytywny wizerunek SGH, przyczyniając się do upowszechniania opinii o uczelni otwartej, przyjaznej, stwarzającej bardzo dobre warunki dla rozwoju indywidualnych zainteresowań studentów, w tym rozwijaniu profesjonalnych karier sportowych. Pani Teresa Sutniewicz jest wybitną rekordetką światowej sławy pilotkarką. Do jej najważniejszych osiągnięć z lat studenckich należą uczestnictwo w Igrzyskach Olimpijskich w Meksyku w 1968 roku, dwukrotne uczestnictwo w Mistrzostwach Europy w 1969 roku, in Athens and in 1971 in Helsinki, where she won a bronze medal. In 1970 roku zdobyła złoty medal na Uniwersytecie w Turynie. In 1970 she won a gold medal at the University of Turin. Her athletic achievements also included 3 medals from the European Indoor Championship, a silver at Grenoble in 1972, 2 bronze medals at Vienna in 1970 and Sofia in 1971. And she set the world record in 10 meters hurdles 3 times in the earliest period of this.
Zdobyła tytuł mistrzyni development. Polski. W 1970 roku zdobyła tytuł sportowca roku, czyli w plebiscycie przeglądu sportowego. Otrzymała też tytuł zasłużonego mistrza sportu, odznaczona Złotym Krzyżem Zasługi za zasługi dla rozwoju sportu, za osiągnięcia w działalności na rzecz Polskiego Związku Lekkiej Atletyki. Do wręczenia tego medalu jeszcze bardzo proszę panią
For the presentation of this medal, I would also like to invite Ms. Aleksandra Śmiech, who is our contemporary champion. She is a student, still a student.
I brązową medalistką ostatniej uniwersjady, a także reprezentantką Polski na Mistrzostwa Świata, które odbyły się w Budapeszcie.
She also represents the country at the World Championship in Budapest. Aleksandra,
następczynią mamy nadzieję Anity Włodarczyk.
We hope the next
zapraszam panią Teresę Sutniewicz o odebranie medali.
I would like her to present the medal to our distinguished sportswoman.
Tak jak już wcześniej powiedziałem, pani Ewa Kłodnawczyn nie mogli odebrać osobiście, ale tak, ze względu na zdrowie, ale też myślę, że ci, którzy się interesują sportem, wiedzą, że są to wybitne postacie. Dodam, że pani Grażyna, rekord Polski pani Grażyny Rapsztyn do tej pory jest niepobity i ma już 43 lata.
Unbeaten record and it's 33 years old.
Dziękuję bardzo.
She's a really great sportswoman. Thank you very much.
Bardzo pięknie dziękujemy.
Thank you very
drodzy
much.
Państwo, teraz moment na złożenie gratulacji absolwentom Szkoły Głównej Handlowej w Warszawie, którzy świętują w tym roku 50. rocznicę immatrykulacji.
Szanowni Państwo,
ladies and gentlemen, I feel honored to congratulate you on this round jubilee, 50th anniversary, half a century. I ask His Magnificence the Rector to present you with a congratulatory letter. I would like to invite to the stage Professor Leokadia Orędziak, Dr. Anna Rokicka-Wroniatowska, Dr. Maria Wieczorek.
Orędziak nie ma. Bardzo proszę pani pani doktor Anna Rokicka-Broniatowska.
So, Dr. Anna Rokicka-Broniatowska is kindly asked to step on the stage.
Pani doktor Maria Wieczorek.
Dr. Maria Wieczorek.
Zapraszam pana profesora Jacka Brdulaka.
Invite profesor Jacek Brdulak.
Zapraszam pana profesora Gabriela Główkę.
Profesor Gabriel Główka.
Zapraszam pana profesora Bogdana Mroza.
Profesor Bogdan Mroz.
Poproszę pana profesora Jacka Łaszka.
Profesor Jacek Łaszko.
I pana profesora Stanisława Łobejko.
Stanisław Łobejko.
Bardzo dziękujemy. Dziękuję panie rektorze. Gratulujemy wszystkim wyróżnionym. I drodzy państwo, teraz rozpocznie się za chwilę niezwykle ważny moment naszego dzisiejszego spotkania i matrykulacji studentów pierwszego roku. Oddaję zatem głos panu profesorowi Krzysztof Kozłowski, rektorowi do spraw dydaktyki i studentów, pierwszego roku prowadzenia tej części uroczystości.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's with great pleasure that I present to you the first year students of the Warsaw School of Economics,
and they are the ones who performed best in this year's recruitment. And in the recruitment for the first cycle studies, the highest number of points was awarded to Mr. Mateusz Denysiuk, Mr. Dawid Dunst, Ms. Kinga Gruszka, and Mr. Jan Serwa-Chłonski, while for MA degree, the highest number of points was awarded to Mr. Jakub Bierza, Mr. Piotr Gala, Mr. Cezary Charyski, Mr. Jakub Rniec, and Ms. Julia Tworczyk. I'd like to congratulate you very warmheartedly. I would like you to stand up now because I'm going to read out the text of the oath. Aware of the rights and responsibilities of the Warsaw School of Economics, taking all those gathered here as witnesses, I solemnly swear to conscientiously acquire knowledge and use it for the common good, persistently seek the truth and bear witness to it with my attitude, take with respect the dignity of the student, traditions and the good name of the Warsaw School of Economics. I swear.
Dziękuję serdecznie.
Thank you.
Państwa poproszę o zajęcie miejsc.
You can take your seats and the students are kindly asked to come for the matriculation cards.
No, lepiej.
And the heads.
Powodzenia.
Bardzo dziękujemy.
Dziękujemy bardzo i czas na doktoranta. Zapraszam panią profesor Agnieszkę Chojdominczak, prorektor nauki do poprowadzenia
Agnieszka Vice-Rector for Science to lead the matriculation of the doctoral students.
Szanowni Państwo,
ladies and gentlemen, I am pleased to welcome among our walls the representatives of doctoral students beginning the first year of the SGH doctoral school. Let me welcome Marcin Kozak, Mateusz Krząkała, Karolina Lemieszkiewicz, Łukasz Szymałecki, Tepicht, and Wojciech Niedźwiecki. All of them with the master degree holders. And stand up, I'm
Świadoma
going to read out the
doktoranta
text
Szkoły
of the
Głównej
oath.
Handlowej w Warszawie. Biorąc sobie za świadków
aware
wszystkich
of the rights and responsibilities of the doctoral students of the Warsaw School of Economics, taking all those gathered here as witnesses, I solemnly swear conscientiously acquire knowledge and use it for the common good, consistently seek the truth, and by this attitude to bear witness to it, to contribute to the expansion of science, respect the dignity of a doctoral student, traditions, and the good name of the Warsaw School of Economics. I swear.
Bardzo dziękuję. Bardzo proszę
Thank
o zajęcie
you.
Miejsc.
Please take your seats.
A doktorantów zapraszam
like
na scenę i proszę
the representative of the, I would like the PhD students to step on the stage to receive the matriculation documents.
Państwa.
Gentlemen, now this is the important moment without which nothing would be really important in this academic year. That's why I would like you to stand up.
Rok akademicki.
This academic year 2023-2024. In the Warsaw School of Economics, I hereby pronounce open.
Thank you very much.
Rok akademicki,
the academic year 2023-2024 has been officially pronounced as open, so now it's time to give the floor to the main representatives of today's. So now I would like to invite the main participants of today's ceremony. I would like to invite Piotr Borczyński, who is the chairperson of the Senate Union of SGH. Your Magnificence Senate, Mr. President, MPs, Your Excellencies, dear students, without a doubt, I can say that starting the studies of the main school of economics in Warsaw, it was very good, a very good cooperation with business and modern approach to didactics, and the best offer for international exchanges is very good form of support to shape our competences. For many years, SGH is the pattern. They look at our innovative solutions. We are setting the trends for the university education. The best economic university motivates us to work even harder because together with the best students, we have the expectations to the university. We cannot rest on our leaves. We have to try to be perfect all the time. The Senate of the students are contemporary part of the university, and the students of the first year had an opportunity to see it for the first time. You have never seen a university in Poland where you can see quite a lot of proposals, both professional entertainment and the CGH is the only university with these students you get the offers of work. So you have to get involved in these possibilities. These possibilities didn't come of nowhere, but from involvement of academics, staff, and in development of our university. That is why please take advantage of the possibilities, do your projects, and the Senate will always help you. Today we've just done Polonaise and Belgium. So it just shows how we develop and our academics are creating and the students work. And now we can talk about the family of SGH. We have to remember today, the nearest Sunday, we have to go for elections. That is why our vote is very, very important. Thank you very much once again. Thank you very much, and let's welcome the Magister Jolanta Bartoszewska, Vice Chairman of the Senate.
Your Magnificences, rectors, honorable Senate, esteemed deans, professors, teachers, and employees of SGH, dear guests, as well as students and doctoral students, I feel honored to once again be able to address you at this solemn moment. We're beginning a new academic year. There are numerous challenges all around us, and there are economic and social challenges. When we face them, we have got the courage to strive to find the best solutions and overall development through practiced science. The representatives of businesses and administration and other guests, I'm convinced that the closest to my heart, doctoral students, will contribute wonderfully to supporting our economy with their work and efforts. And that's what they want to do with the development of science. Keep your fingers crossed for them. Dear scientists and employees of scientific institutions, please continue to surround our PhD students with care. Teach us how to be valuable scientists. We need you and your invaluable knowledge, your invaluable support. Surely this cooperation will bear many sweet fruits in the coming year. Finally, dear PhD students, make the most of this time. You are surrounded by centuries-old traditions of higher learning in Poland. The Warsaw School of Economics combines historical achievements with modern solutions. Its programs will allow you to explore the concepts spread by our researchers, and its cooperation programs will open you up to other schools, both at home and abroad. Time ahead is a year of sweat and tears, but I believe they may be tears of happiness. Also, students, know that many of you are now the students that can study for the PhD degree. Open yourselves to this career because it is definitely worth it. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like you to open to this new year, academic year. May it be a period of wonderful growth and beautiful cooperation so that together we can overcome what is scary and to reach for what is exciting. Thank you.
Bardzo pięknie dziękujemy.
Very much. Dear all, as we all know, inauguration cannot do without a lecture. I would like to invite Professor Janek Klimek to deliver the inaugural lecture entitled The Family Business as a Public Good. Professor, the floor is yours.
Magnificencio rektorze.
His Magnificence Rector.
Magnificencje,
Wysoki Magnificence Senate.
Szanowne grono profesorskie.
Dear professors.
Szanowni zaproszeni goście.
Dear invited guests, dear students.
Chciałem podziękować.
I would like to thank to the Magnificence that today, in this special day, I can present opening lecture. I would like to thank on this on behalf of the faculty of the family business in 2015, where the first time to issue an opinion to Brussels to the application of the Economic Social Committee as the family business as a better place for work. We did it with distinguished Polish scientists, and on behalf of our society, I presented this opinion in Brussels. And when I was entering to the lecturing room, one of the colleague professors asked me, really family business is the public good? Let's talk about it. This is quite promising. The two professors start thinking, discussing, is it really family business, a commodity good? Let me say, ladies and gentlemen, today we wouldn't have 2.5 million companies in 25 million companies unless it was 1989, because 1989, out of 800 older companies, 600,000 were crafts, were what is craft facility. This is a family business. I will not go long back, but I would like to tell you one thing. When we talk about family business, we can say that since the family is the core of the society, definitely family business is the heart of our economy. Who is the founder of the family business? I could just say without modesty that it is in front of you. 50 years ago, I established family business. In a few months, there will be 50th anniversary. Until now, it exists. I am not there, but my wife still is there. Maybe she's managing better than I did. But the company does exist. And we can say that the family establishing family businesses, they knew and they always were using their skills and possibilities. Full using of your abilities, this is the full form of self performance. I just talk about the peace here, peace of spirit, because what are the best needs, the most important things? Obviously, this is the pride, profit, peace. Everybody is proud, but if somebody is unsettled, they know what peace means. We can say that I just
took one of the thoughts from Professor Sobieski and Krystyna Leszczyńska about the family business. They say that the main motive is to meet their dreams come true. And when I, the owner, when managing its own company, it makes it done. Marek Aurelius says that the power comes from being modest and good humor. We have to accept what we cannot control and control what we can. Marek Aurelius was dealing with the good principles, and he was decent to be an honest man. And at the same time, he turned to be a very good, effective leader. He showed exceptionally decent to be a human being. So today, in this crazy, difficult world, it is very difficult to be decent, a decent man. I could quote Tadeusz Kotarbiński, who was talking about the... family business. So what is family business associated with? 20, 30 years ago, there were no notion that was accented so strongly, neither on the internet. Maybe we were not dealing with this so much. Today, sometimes in a small shop or some shoemaker or clothing show, this is a small company. Unfortunately, I cannot, I haven't got time, medium or big. So 611 billion Walmart and Japanese company Takenaka, which says that it was established in 1610, 17th generation. But we could talk about many, many companies, also Polish ones, which are our big success. And what really distinguishes family businesses? We can say craft companies, qualification, quality, and exceptional skills that they have. Family businesses have a lot of benefits. They develop in a very diversified way. So they do not chase, they are long-lasting. But at the moment, we have 900,000 family businesses, which generate 332 billion zlotys. If 500 biggest Polish companies were to say that this is the national economy, it would be the third in the world behind the U.S. and China. And how did this family businesses did over the years? Antoni Hus, this was the development phase, dynamic development, self-adjustment, and then was accession to the European Union. As I mentioned, 1989, over 30 years ago, Polish entrepreneurs, mainly crafts, were going into the market-led economy realism. They realized their competition and threats. That time was full of ambition and positive approach, not to mention the euphoria of activity. So we were going out of the difficult situation. The country was in debt. The economy was dying, so we had a lot of hope that we are going to the big world and we'll be able to shape our economy and social life in a dynamic way, in such a way that we want. In those days, we didn't have anything, neither no fuel, no food, everything was rationed. In 1989, in spite of the fact that we were in crisis, we were going into transformation. And what did we have? The hope and optimism. We had hope and optimism, but we were in deep crisis. Quite a few of us remember the first phase of crisis, it was a shock. The second, it was withdrawing, adjusting, acceptance, and increase. In which phase of the crisis is Polish economy today, and in which phase of crisis are the family businesses? Even if the Polish economy today is in a good condition, as people say, the lower, the worse, and it's not very optimistic approach in the family business. But to be niche off, I would like to say that it's not as bad as we could think. Today we say we have 23 million companies in the European Union, but we agree what we can do to survive for the family business to survive. Where is the hope in the successors and in the youth, in students, in you? I appeal to you, in students, this is where the hope is. So if somebody doesn't want to know where to go, you go to nowhere. Think today, you young students, what haven't you got time for today? And you should have it. I don't know, maybe you haven't got time to go to the distance, to study English, have a date, go to a theater. Maybe you do not have time to think about the business, in spite of the fact that you are so respected university. So if today you just say what you don't have time and you have to scratch it out and say, if I don't have time for this, for me, this is not important for me. If today in this university, at this university, you are not going to think, continue the tradition of the company that you come from or to found the company, this is not important. You should reduce your thinking if you want to be an entrepreneur in the future. In the 80s, we had the hope not only to have introduction of the economic reforms, but also the belief that the process of changes will take 5 years. And the faith that it will be better was the driving force for the Polish economy. We started to have many companies being established. When I said, talk to you, I just want to say what Polish companies leave, family business leave today about. To reduce costs, predict future and innovation, and the fourth, talents. And where are the talents? Where are the talents today? Talents are at the lecture room, and talents are in the family businesses. There are talents being born there as well. Poland is maybe in the best history period, and it changes over the last 30 years. After the system change, there was a civilization gap and the economic change, and it wouldn't have been possible unless there were family businesses helping it. We will have to admit that the family business still show very big resistance and ability to develop in unpredictable environment. Spirit of entrepreneurship is in maintaining the culture of innovations, but also makes it possible to get over the average financial and social results. Ladies and gentlemen, today we have nearly 26,000 companies which were established in 1989 and survive until today. So the question, are family businesses is a public good? This question is quite a little bit controversial because these family businesses, these are private companies which are belong to the family, but they observe their positive contribution in the development of the country, region, or society, we can call it the common good. They increase the economic growth and involve the stability of employment, has got positive influence over the local employment market. These companies very often have very big roots with local societies, which means a very bigger likelihood to invest in local talents and resources which actively develop them. These companies to establish these long-term facilities, employ environment. The local society, when it's managed bad, it can be stable labor market, increasing the employment rates in the local market. Family businesses are very important stakeholders of the public organizations, and they will be the payers to the public budget and also the public decision receivers. And we have to take into account the public-private partnership. In the process of in this process, we have to take into account family companies as the supplier. So we can say that from this partnership, we can have the effectiveness of public services being provided. The involvement and of the family businesses takes it into account the most spectrum of factors in public procurement and giving them more chances and choosing the solutions which are better tailored to the client's needs.
This social responsibility reinforces them as public good. It is good for the development of the society and the barometer of trust. This is the biggest trust all over the world. If we talk about the type of ownership, this is the craft companies and family business. To sum up, by our practice, business practices, these companies can be beneficial to the public good. Finally, whether the family business can be regarded as public good depends on the contribution that it brings into the society and not by the ownership structure. Family businesses do deserve to be called public good. But what are the challenges? The biggest challenge is to have the succession. And in Poland, this is a drama. Until to the second generation, this is 7%, and third generation, only 2% of successor. This is a dramatic. We have to do something about it. The next challenge for the family businesses, this is the necessity to modernize them. The next one is the cyber security and the market and fighting for talents. Difficulties to get the financial capital. Strategic problem could be the demographic challenges which are coming. This is a very big problem. This is a very, very big problem. Do family businesses have future? Well, I can say yes. Why? 88% of Polish family businesses expect to increase over the last 2 years. So this is a very good news for us. But this research was carried out on the 110 representatives. This was 40 companies of Poland. The advantages of the Polish of the family businesses are very good, and thanks to this, they can develop and adjust to changing environment. Ladies and gentlemen, family businesses do have potential for the future. This fact is confirmed by the statistics, but at the same time, they have to face unique challenges. Succession and access to capital are the key factors that can influence the perspectives of long-term success of family businesses. And how can we get they can get ready for the future? Each entrepreneur, family entrepreneur, in order to survive, should prepare, get ready for it today, introduce appropriate strategies, prepare succession, be open to innovation, manage risk, build good relationships, educate, and the education and development, just in short, this is what is in front of these family businesses. But what is one more distinction? What are the expectations of the companies, family business, cooperation, what and whom? Cooperation, this is the function of three factors, trust, common interest, and communication. What is the trust today of the entrepreneurs to the ones who do not take decisions? What is the trust? What is the common interest? And what is the communication? The fact that we speak Polish, maybe not understand each other to the very end. So maybe we have to go into a different pattern. Change management, the managing change, this is the three factors. Dissatisfaction, but dissatisfaction is not a change by itself. So dissatisfaction, you need to have other model in your head, but it is nothing, especially when we are not satisfied and we have 100 ideas. The most difficult thing is the work that you have to do. So something that is in front of the family business, if you do not have cooperation, you have to manage change. What is what I'm happy about? The fact that here from this point we've had talked that as our champion said, great persona, not only from the CSGH, but icona of sport, Teresa Sukiewicz, that she feels proud that she is in the SGH company. So representative student said that this is the SGH family. Many times sports people say that the world they are, when they go to the championships, they feel like in the family.
The question is whether our the main school of economics, I feel like in the family. Do I feel it? I think that many of you feel like in the family, but this is a topic to a different opening lecture. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Mr. Professor. Now the next part of the program, SGH Business Sales Awards. The purpose of this competition is to recognize dynamically developing and economically successful enterprises founded and run by SGH students, doctorant students, or graduates of the school. The Business Sales Award is given five categories: organization, CSR, product, technology, and marketing. The chapter is particularly concerned with disseminating and promoting the best business practices. I would like to invite Professor Roman Sawicki, Pro-Rector for the Development, to read the verdict of the competition chapter. Magnificence, ladies and gentlemen, first of all, I would like to communicate that this year's edition of the competition, the chapter decided, will go to three companies. The sale award in the category MA organization was given to Avril Group. I would like to invite Andrzej Korkus, president of EWL Group. Award in the category product it goes to JP Weber Transformation. I would like to invite Mr. Piotr Kucharczyk, a partner of this company, to get the statue, receive the statue. And the most important award, the Grand Prix, for the best percentage result and the CSR, and the product category goes to FinFunds. I would like to invite Piotr Majewski, the president of the FinFunds company, to get the statue.
Serdecznie gratuluję.
I would like to congratulate you very sincerely. And I would like to invite other companies to fight for this statue because it is always with the sail, if it's good wind, you can sail very efficiently, very fast. Thank you very much. Congratulations. Sales, business sales of SGH. Congratulations. And now with sincere thanks, I would like to invite you to the artistic part of this inauguration part. Ladies and gentlemen, if she was alive, she would finish 100 years. Wisława Szymborska. I am very happy to invite Sławomira Łozińska, who is going to beautiful poems of the moment of the religion so necessary into Russia of life. Ladies and gentlemen, today's poems by Wisława Szymborska.
Witam Państwa serdecznie.
I'd like to welcome all of you very wholeheartedly.
Marzę o tym, żeby się wpisać w konwencję wykładu w tym zacnym miejscu.
Kind of being like,
przede wszystkim życzę Państwu pięknego roku akademickiego.
First of all, I wish you a very beautiful
chciałbym powiedzieć, że jestem dumna,
and I'd like to tell you that I'm so
też mam dyplom Szkoły Głównej Handlowej.
Because I am a graduate of SGH still, so I'm very proud of it.
Dziękuję. Myślę, że zastanowimy się nad tym w moim poetyckim wykładzie autorstwa Wisławy Szymborskiej, że nic dwa razy
się nie zdarza.
I nie zdarzy. Z tej przyczyny zrodziliśmy się bez sprawy. I pomrzemy bez
rozumienia.
Choćbyśmy uczniami byli najtępszymi w szkole świata, nie będziemy repetować żadnej zimy ani lata. Żaden dzień się nie powtórzy. Nie ma dwóch podobnych nocy. Dwóch tych samych pocałunków, dwóch jednakich spojrzeń w oczy. Wczoraj, kiedy twoje imię ktoś wymówił przy mnie głośno, tak mi było, jakby róża przez otwarte wpadła okno. Dziś, kiedy jesteśmy razem, odwróciłam twarz ku ścianie. Róża. Jak wygląda róża? Czy to kwiat? Może kamień? Czemu ty się zła godziną z niepotrzebnym mieszasz lękiem? Jesteś. A więc musisz minąć. A więc to jest piękne. Uśmiechnięci, współobjęci, próbujemy szukać zgody, choć różnimy się od siebie jak dwie krople czystej wody. Allegro, ma non troppo. Szybko, ale nie za bardzo.
Meaning fast, but
jesteś
not too
piękne,
fast.
Mówię życiu.
Life, you're beautiful.
Bujniej już nie można było. Bardziej żabio i słowiczo, bardziej mrówczo i nasiennie. Staram mu się przypodobać, przypochlebić, spojrzeć w oczy. Zawsze pierwsza mu się kłaniam, z pokornym wyrazem twarzy. Zabiegam mu drogę z lewej, zabiegam mu drogę z prawej i unoszę się w zachwycie i upadam od podziwu. Jaki polny jest ten koń, jaka leśna ta jagoda. Nigdy bym nie uwierzyła, gdybym się nie urodziła. Nie znajduję, mówię życiu, z czym mogłabym cię porównać. Nikt nie zrobił drugiej szyszki, ani lepszej, ani gorszej. Chwalę hojność, pomysłowość, zamaszystość i dokładność. I co jeszcze?
Sense of order,
i co dalej?
Gifts that border,
czarodziejstwo,
on witchcraft, and
czarnoksięstwo. Byle tylko nie urazić, nie rozgniewać, nie rozdeptać. Od dobrych stu tysiącleci nadskakuję uśmiechnięta. Szarpię życie za brzeg listka. Przystanęło? Dosłyszało? Czy na chwilę choć raz jeden
to what end
dokąd idzie? Zapomniało? Życie na poczekaniu.
Life while
przedstawienie
you
bez próby. Ciało bez przymiarki, głowa bez namysłu. Nie znam roli, którą gram. Wiem tylko, że jest moja, niewymienna. O czym jest sztuka? Zgadywać muszę wprost na scenie. Kiepsko przygotowana do zaszczytu życia. Narzucony mi tempo akcji znoszę z trudem. Improwizuję, choć brzydzę się improwizacją. Potykam się co krok o nieznajomość rzeczy. Mój sposób bycia zatrąca za ściankiem. Moje instynkty to amatorszczyzna. Trema tłumacząc mnie, tym bardziej upokarza. Okoliczności łagodzące odczuwam jako okrutne. niedocofnięcia słowa i odruchu, niedoliczone gwiazdy, charakter jak płaszcz w biegu dopinany, oto żałosne skutki tej nagłości. Gdyby choć jedną środę przećwiczyć zawczasu, albo choć jeden czwartek raz jeszcze powtórzyć, a tu już piątek nadchodzi z nieznanym scenariuszem.
This is just a pop.
Czy to w porządku? Pytam z chrypką w głosie, bo nawet mi nie dano odchrząknąć za kulisami. Złudna jest myśl, że to tylko pobieżny egzamin składany w prowizorycznym pomieszczeniu. Nie. Stoję wśród dekoracji i widzę, jak są solidne. Uderza mnie precyzja wszelkich rekwizytów. Aparatura obrotowa działa od długiej już chwili. Pozapalane zostały najdalsze nawet mgławice.
O,
nie mam wątpliwości, że to premiera. I cokolwiek uczynię, zamieni się na zawsze w to, co uczyniłam. Nadmiar.
Too much.
Odkryto nową gwiazdę.
Star has been discovered.
Co nie znaczy, że zrobiło się jaśniej.
That things have gotten brighter.
I że przybyło
something we've been
czegoś,
missing,
czego brak.
Has appeared.
Gwiazda
the star is
jest duża.
Large and
i daleka.
Distant.
Tak daleka,
so
że
distant
mała.
That it's small.
Nawet mniejsza od innych, dużo od niej mniejsza. Zdziwienie nie byłoby tu niczym dziwnym, gdybyśmy tylko mieli na nie czas. Wiek gwiazdy, masa gwiazdy, położenie gwiazdy, wszystko to starczy może na jedną pracę doktorską i skromną ramkę wina. W kołach zbliżonych do nieba. Astronom, jego żona, krewni i koledzy, na strój niewymuszony, strój dowolny, przeważają w rozmowie tematy miejscowe i gryzie się orzeszki ziemne. Gwiazda wspaniała. Ale to jeszcze nie powód, żeby nie wypić zdrowia naszych pań. Nieporównanie bliższych. Gwiazda bez konsekwencji. Bez wpływu na pogodę, modę, wynik meczu, zmiany w rządzie, dochody i kryzys wartości. Bez skutków w propagandzie i przemyśle ciężkim. Bez odbicia w politurze stołu obrad nadliczbowa dla policzonych dni życia. Po cóż to pytać? Pod iloma gwiazdami człowiek rodzi się, a pod iloma po krótkiej chwili umiera. Nowa. Przynajmniej pokaż mi, gdzie ona jest. Między brzegiem tej bujnej, postrzępionej chmurki, a tamtą bardziej na lewo, gałązką akacji.
On the left.
Aha.
I see.
Powiadam.
I say.
Dzieci epoki.
Children of this age.
Jesteśmy dziećmi epoki.
We are children of this age.
Epoka jest polityczna.
Political.
Wszystkie twoje, days, nasze,
hour,
wasze,
day,
dzienne sprawy, nocne sprawy, to są sprawy polityczne. Chcesz czy nie chcesz, twoje geny mają przeszłość polityczną. Skóra, odcień polityczny, oczy, aspekt polityczny. O czym mówisz, ma rezonans.
o czym milczysz, na wymowę tak czy owak polityczną. Nawet idąc borem, lasem, stawiasz kroki polityczne na podłożu politycznym. Wiersze apolityczne też są polityczne, a w górze świeci księżyc, obiekt już nieksiężycowy. Być albo nie być, oto jest pytanie. Jakie pytanie? Odpowiedz, kochanie. Pytanie polityczne. Nie musisz nawet być istotą ludzką, by zyskać na znaczeniu politycznym. Wystarczy, żebyś był ropą naftową, paszą treściwą czy surowcem wtórnym. Albo i stołem obrad, o którego kształt wspierano się miesiącami. Przy jakim pertraktować o życiu i śmierci, okrągłym czy kwadratowym. Tymczasem ginęli ludzie, zdychały zwierzęta, płonęły domy i dziczały pola, jak w epokach zamieszków i mniej politycznych. Rachunek elegijny. Ilu tych, których znałam, jeśli naprawdę ich znałam, mężczyzn, kobiet, jeśli ten podział pozostaje w mocy, przestąpiło ten próg, jeżeli to próg, przebiegło przez ten most, jeśli nazwać to mostem. Ilu po życiu krótszym albo dłuższym, jeśli to dla nich wciąż jakaś różnica, dobrym, bo się zaczęło, złym, bo się skończyło, jeśli by nie woleli powiedzieć na odwrót. Ilu znalazło się na drugim brzegu, jeśli znalazło się, a drugi brzeg istnieje. Nie dana mi jest pewność ich dalszego losu. Jeśli to nawet jeden wspólny los i jeszcze los. Wszystko, jeżeli słowem tym nie ograniczam, mają za sobą, jeśli nie przed sobą. Ilu ich wyskoczyło z pędzącego czasu i w oddaleniu coraz rzewniej znika, jeśli warto wierzyć perspektywie.
If the perspective is to be
trusted. Ilu,
how many,
jeżeli pytanie ma sens, jeżeli można dojść do sumy ostatecznej, zanim liczący nie doliczy siebie, ilu zapadło w ten najgłębszy sens, jeśli nie ma głębszego.
And the deeper one exists.
Do widzenia.
See you.
Do jutra.
Till tomorrow.
Do następnego spotkania. Meeting. Już tego nie chcą, jeśli nie chcą, powtórzyć zdani na nieskończone, jeśli nie inne milczenie, zajęci tylko tym, jeśli tylko tym, do czego ich przymusza nieobecność.
Ale proszę państwa.
Ladies and gentlemen, I requested the old to the old age.
Że wszyscy jesteśmy na progu. Wszyscy.
On the threshold, we are all on the threshold.
Co to za życie, what is the life
in the young age? You do not feel the heart, the liver, bones. You sleep as if you were killed. You are just having drinks and even you haven't got a headache. Only when you are in the mature age discovers the likelihood of life. When you get the air with some effort, when you have your knees aching, the heart is heart beating very quickly, but in each moment you feel that you live. So don't complain because of any small reason. Now you have everything that you haven't had when you were young, but you've managed to live into. Well, we are, ladies and gentlemen, very proud that in our family, as GH, we have such a wonderful actress, Sławka. Thank you very much to Mrs. Sławomir for beautiful poems, for a moment of reflection so necessary in rush of life today. Ladies and gentlemen, today's inauguration is... Thank you for today's inauguration and ceremony. I would like to thank the time spent together, to all the lectors and celebrating this ceremony, to the Cardinal Kazimierz Mycz. Thank you very much. And also, I would like to thank to my colleagues who helped to organize this ceremony, and especially Director Patrycja Wyzwicz, who was managing and she was very tough. I managed to negotiate my speech from 5 to 10. Thank you very much, Madam Director. I would like to thank to Agata, who always is with us, and I would like to thank to all of you, ladies and gentlemen, the minister who stays with us to the very end. Thank you very much, and to all the distinguished guests. At the moment, I would like to invite you to the library to a treat. It's not as it was as always, because in the library there is also an exhibition. There is no economy without entrepreneurship. Professor Edward Lipiński's apartment, the informal headquarters of the Corps. Thanks to the family, I would like to thank you very much. Their authentic furniture, souvenir, there is the authentic SGH cabinet. There are this equipment of listening to the from the Museum of the Fighting Soldiers. So this is a very interesting exhibition, so I would like to invite you to go there. So we meet after closing today's ceremony in the library, where we open this exhibition. And I would like to invite everybody to go there. I also would like to thank to my colleagues, rectors and vice rectors, for coming in such a great number, and you've managed that I will be within the 2 hours and 2 hours and a little bit, but I think you will forgive me exceeding the time. Thank you. Thank you very much, sincerely. It is always nice to see rectors, vice rectors, especially of the economic universities and Warsaw universities. We cooperate a lot. We are integrated. And what we say, we differ. We sometimes dispute, but in a very cultural way. And I would like to thank you very much. We are family. So thank you very much, and all the best for the new academic year. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to close the meeting of the Senate on the occasion of the inauguration of the academic year 2023-2024. Thank you very much.